Testimony Hope Inspired.
Open your Bibles again to the book of Acts, chapter 16. And people of God, I will be sharing with us on prayers that provoke sudden change. I will be sharing, whether you call it prayer or prayer life, that provoke sudden change. Prayers or prayer life that provoke sudden change. Somebody lift up your right hand wherever you are. Declare after me, saying 24 hours. See, I think you need to stand up and make this very, really very prophetic. Lift up your right hand and declare like you mean it in 24 hours. There will be a sudden change around me that sounds like a lie. Say in 24 hours. Say in 24 hours. I speak what God has spoken. I stand where Jesus is standing. I lay hold on the promise. And I announce there will be a sudden change that sounds like a lie. Let the believer shout it loud. Amen. Acts chapter 16. And I will begin to read from verse 25. We'll read together from verse 25 to where we are going to stop. Wherever I say stop, that's right. I mean, we should be able to stop at verse 29. Can we read together, church? One to go. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaking. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. Our Father, we ask, O God, that you make your word and your will known unto us. Let there be none of any man but for all of you. Let a lover of the Lord say a loud amen. On the way to your seat, people of God, realize that if there is anything that everyone and anyone desires, it is a sudden change. But most often than not, we are not able to meet with the realities of this change. And sometimes you ask yourself, what is the problem? Is it like God doesn't want to change my case suddenly, or I'm not making the right prayers, or I'm not saying it the right way? What are the kind of prayers that I need to make that need to, or what are the dynamics of the kind of prayer that actually provokes sudden change? Are you ready to hear this? If you're ready, help me say, I am ready. And people of God, notice carefully. Let us chronologically look at this. And you have to be very honest by telling me what you really think. For no reason, you rebuked a demonic spirit that was in a young girl that was following people, following you and spreading the wrong kind of environment. And as you rebuked the demonic spirit, next thing you discover was that the people laid their hands on you. The government of the day came after you and they afflicted you. They tore your clothes and messed you all up. And the final thing that they did was that you ended up in prison. You and your mates, you ended up in prison. And please, what kind of experience is that? If you were involved in that kind of event, how will you feel? You will feel very sad and bitter. But people of God, we discover that Paul and Silas, in the course of their prayers, the Bible says they began to praise and sing. It only takes a joyful heart to praise. And so, people of God, the prayer, the first dynamic or the first kind of sort or mode of prayer that provokes sudden change is the prayer that first changes you. Now, before any prayer changes any circumstance, it must change you. And until you pray, Karundasa, and only a few people might understand what I'm about to say. There are times when a man of prayer prays and he begins to laugh. There are times when you pray and you already know Kuradika Subadaha. The Sudari Karaboshi Yadaba. Jesus went to pray at the Mount of Transfiguration. He went to pray for the burden that was ahead of him. While he was praying, he was now transfigured. His prayer point was not transfiguration. You didn't get that. His prayer point was not, oh Lord, transfigure me. It wasn't the prayer point. But he was transfigured in the prayer. Don't tell God to change situations if he has not changed you. The first evidence that I know that situations are about to change, or God is about to use you as his oracle to change things, is when you see things are changing in you. When you see that you yourself, you are being changed. There is more depth. You feel more fire. There are things happening to you, happening in you, happening around, and you just know. So the first way to show the prayer that will provoke a sudden change is that, hey sir, since you started praying, what has been changing in you? That is how I know that what you are the first evidence that situation can change. Because you have changed. Am I communicating? Did you get that very well? Shabali Karabaha. And about, you know, it's about prayer. Today is about prayer. In this service is prayer. So you've got to get on your feet right now and lift up your right hand like you really mean it. Shobaradaha. And declare, say, Father. And I say, Jerry is available to you. You gotta make this prayer like your life depends on it and say, Father, say, I am available to you. Say, Lord, change me, that I may change my situation. Say, oh Lord, change me. If you understand it, can you thunder it louder? Amen. Amen. Did you say it? And the Bible says, but adventure that Paul and Silas, their prayer points, like I suppose, like I know that that's what they're praying about. But adventure their prayer point was like, oh Lord, open the door. Oh Lord, open the door. Oh Lord, take us out of this prison. How you will do it is what we don't know. But oh Lord, take it. And God decides to come, and he comes with it quick. And the entire ground began to shake, and everybody, everybody, notice carefully. The magistrates had to let them go as a result of the events that happened at the prison house. Listen, people of God, they themselves must have said about the earthquake, because their own houses were shaking. Their own louvers and windows all fell off. So when they heard, you know that thing that happened, these guys were the reason why we had it. Where he said, let these guys go. Let them go. Forget about. They did not need the jailer to talk too much, because they themselves felt the impact of these guys. And people of God, I am not too certain that Paul and Silas say, oh God, answer us by it quick. I am not sure, because prior to then, there was no example that God answered the people by earthquake. Prior to then, it had never happened before. And I bring it into the template of the scripture that says, to him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work within us. Listen, it is the last part of the scripture that I'm very excited about. Listen, no sudden change without the dynamics that creates it. Let me say this. Petition prayer does not bring dynamis. I said it online and I want to say it here again. Petition prayer does not bring dynamis. Lord, I need you to do this for me. I need you to do this for me. That's not where power is generated. Katoshia. Power is generated in that prayer where Kotandisa. Shedilia. I'm speaking in the Holy Ghost, but there's no prayer point. I just read something from the word and I get back and now dunamis is generated in the becoming, not in the manifesting. And people are asking, Lord, why is there no sudden change? And the Lord is telling you, I shared it online many years ago. One of the times I began to ask the Lord, the very few times I shared this online, and I began to ask the Lord, open my eyes. I sought to hear the voice of God with all my heart. I said, God, I don't want the miscobo kind of hearing you. I want to be sure that as I'm here, it took me time. When I come in the midst of prayer warriors then in that my local church, and then people say, and the Lord told me, hi. And the Lord told me, one day I went to my pastor's wife at the time, and I told her, how does God speak to people? Do they hear him here? Or there is a way? And I told God, the day you speak to me, I will lie down and you will march on me. The day you speak to me, I kept begging. I didn't know how people used to hear this thing from God. The day he finally spoke to me. Nama did too much. Because I knew, oh God, the experience is priceless. It's not this miscom where you hear voice of God. Like, the kind of, this is God speaking. And I told God, anything I would do to keep this voice, I would do it because I sought for it. You know, for some of us, you didn't seek for things. They happened on you. That's why you don't treasure them. And people of God, and then my eyes, one of the, I was asking God, open my eyes. And I remember one of those times when I was praying, and while I was praying, the Lord opened my eyes. I saw a demon dancing. So the more I prayed, the more the demon danced. So altogether, my voice was like music for demonic spirit. That is, as I'm praying like this, I am playing music for demon. You'll be laughing at that thing. You'll be dancing at my voice. That thing happened. I saw it. That happened. I looked at it. I saw it. I said, then I stood up. I said, let's finish the prayer now. So if we're praying and demons are dancing, there's no reason for the prayer. And God spoke to me and said, there's no power. When there's no power, demons dance at your voice. Some of us are asking why there's no sudden change. There cannot even be sudden change because the demons are not scared of your prayer. You were playing band for them with your voice. Demons are not moved by baritone. Demons are not moved because your voice was coarse. Get out of here. Sometimes, have I told you about Felicia? Do you know Felicia, the mad girl? Eh? And then when one man of God will come and speak in tongues. You, the man of madness, get out. Felicia will just go stay there. Yeah. So to. You, yeah. And Felicia will turn around and look for me. And Felicia will tell me, last one, mad girl. Be calling me demonic girl, asking me to come. Lastborn. Don't think that lastborn is because of my age or height. There's a place where she's seen me. And she's seen me like this, she's calling me lastborn. No power. Felicia tormented me. I remember Felicia don't want to come to church. Her madness did not go immediately. Her madness lasted. But whenever this my pastor's wife will come, Felicia will say, I say, why is she shouting only when she sees this woman? Me that is not looking for her, she will look for me. I came to worship my God in church and all of that. How Felicia knows I'm around is one thing that only God can explain in heaven. She just said, last one, yeah. I say, Felicia, what concord has light with that? As in, what is going on? But the day dunamis came. Shodabali arakoshi araba. Inde karado sakatali barabasha. The day dunamis came. Baraba. Felicia even self understood. And Felicia was just mad all through the church and was scared. But the demon of madness never left. But the day dunamis hit me, I was the reason why Felicia's head got corrected. Spirit of madness left her. So it was not just a case of being scared of someone. Now, I don't want demons getting scared of me. I want them to leave. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm talking about. And people of God, the prayer, Karusha, that generates power, is the prayer in the place of fellowship. I don't have any need, Lord. I just want to stay here. Karabash, leave me at Adobashida, Kasa. You're just going on and on and on and on, lost in fellowship, lost in the depth of the world. This is the kind of prayer. And Kito Shibada, Indala Hados, Ekeboshi Adaba. People of God, when there is no